During his 17-year NFL career, the only thing that eluded Y.A. Tittle was an NFL championship.
We're starting the countdown, Lou.
That's what I understand.
Yes, this is episode 190, and we will
190.
And we will be doing the 200th episode at training day or first week. What have you decided on that, Lou?
I have no idea, Chris. You write the script, I just ignore it.
I know. Thank you, Lou.
You're welcome on that.
Why
one,
should anything change? Now, do you have a date for training day?
Do I have a what? Date for training day?
Yeah.
I do not.
Okay.
But I would imagine August.
Yes, I would think that would be the case, yes.
Yes, so hold every Sunday in August open until you hear from Lou.
There you go. Fans of Lou Dickman, every Sunday hold open for training day.
Or give me a Sunday you'd like to have it.
All right.
There we go.
All right.
There we go. I'm looking forward to it. We got to get our Swami thing going.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Our Swami games. The Swami games are about to start.
Yes, they are.
The Swami games are about to start down in wherever it is, Bourbon A or wherever they play, right?
Yes. Tomorrow is opening day. We'll be doing a special opening day training camp special from Bourbon A tomorrow. Lou and
I. Is this we're gonna go? Who makes it? Who doesn't?
We're gonna travel to Bourbonnais tomorrow. So stay tuned.
Okay.
For
I look forward to it.
Yes.
What do you think about Jared Allen? You think he's gonna make the team?
Jared Allen? Yeah, I think he's a lock. Good old number 69.
You think he's a lock? Okay.
Good old number 69's a lock. You heard
okay.
it here first. What
All
do you
right.
think of that new coach, Lou?
I haven't seen him yet.
You haven't seen Johnny?
You know, I mean, everything you read, you gotta like him. I mean, it's all positive PR.
It's the first Bear coach in eight coaches that have actually had NFL head coaching experience. Did you know that, Lou?
He's the what?
He's the first coach in the last eight Bears head coaches did not have head coaching experience before they came in and coached the Bears.
Did not have head coaching
Did
experience.
Not. That's going okay. back to Mike Ditka, Lou.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I mean, like I said, the proof is in the pudding.
That's
and I don't
right.
care how good the guy is, we're still saddled with some issues.
And what are your main issues, Lou?
Well, you know, I think Forte's getting a little old.
Okay, but this
our
is...
Our quarterback position is a little weak. to say the least, I like our receiving corp.
All right, so
I think
target.
They're going to be outstanding. I think we have some nice young talent on defense.
All right,
that are going to help us out. That Lamar Houston and Willie Young.
I will say one thing for Cutler, in his defense, he has had to learn five new offensive schemes since he's been a Chicago Bear.
And so didn't the quarterbacks that came behind him that won with it.
All right.
You know, we'll see. I know there's colored people out there, and you know, one of the main arguments that I can't answer is, well, if not Cutler, who? And that's a great question because I really, you know, I mean, who?
Yeah, I know. Quarterback talent is hard to find.
Brett Favre.
Bring him back. Give
Get
him a
the old
buyout
Favre
play.
In here.
What?
Trade for Eli Manning? I don't know.
Is Y.A. Tittle still available, Lou?
Y.A.? I don't think Y.A. is. No, he's out there in the...
Is he still
you
alive?
Know, yes. He's fertilizer.
All right, well, that's a good warm-up. You know, I'll meet you tomorrow morning for our drive to Bourbonnais.
Okay, I look forward to
Maybe
it.
Maybe we'll do that in the car on the way there. find appropriate sound effects, I think.
Only if we're both on our cell phones.
Yeah, that would be kind of weird if we were. All right. Do you have a sandwich review, sir?
Oh, the pound burger, a patio beef.
And ding, 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 ding. Where is patio beef, Lou?
Oh, just down the street from the Sovereign.
Ah. And what do they do different that other burger joints don't do? Did you have a tomato on it, for example?
Well, I don't get it with the tomato. I kind of get the half-pound burger.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese.
Yep.
And either bacon or gyro meat. And a little tzatziki sauce, and it's just wonderful.
That's just great, Lou. I don't know. You know, the burger craze is kind of getting me down, Lou. It seems like the
quality... Well, you know what? I totally agree.
Yeah?
I totally agree. I mean, it's... how many $13 hamburger places we have? And
I know.
Now it just gets to be I eat a hamburger on Monday because they're $5.
Yeah, I know. It just... I don't know. It just... It doesn't... They all seem to taste the same to me now. I don't know. Maybe it's my advancing years...
No, you're right, they all jammed it. It's a freaking hamburger, for crying out loud.
Yeah, well, Lou, what's your spills rating on the patio beef with gyro meat?
And the tzatziki?
And the tzatziki.
Oh, it's one sloppy-ass sandwich.
Okay.
And oh, yeah, grab a handful of napkins out of the basket. And I give it, man, it's a solid 325.
Mmm. There you go. We're going to have to...
Yeah, it's a good jammy.
This year, I want to institute the plaque. You know, I gave the plaque. Did you ever give the plaque to Guido for the Guido?
I got no. It's still the thing, and I forget. But I did give Potter,
yeah.
or give Alkali,
yes,
a bag of goodies for Potter and the Hawk.
Oh, awesome. Great. So he's getting...
Yeah. So that was done. That only took 6 or 7 months, but no, I still have the plaque for the Guido, yes.
I still have the bag of prizes myself for the people who didn't show up for the ceremony, so...
Well, maybe we'll get them at training camp.
Yeah, that would be good if they come.
You know, it's your last chance to pick up your prizes, or we're going to recycle them.
Exactly. We'll use them for next year. Hey, so we'll start recruiting for the Lou Dickman Weekly Picks Contest.
Swami Rama.
Swami Rama, baby.
Swami Rama, and
your form could be in puppet just like Greg Potter.
I'm coming back. I've been studying. I've been doing the mods. I've been doing the sabermetrics. I've been talking to Billy Bean. I've been talking to Jonah, whatever his last name is.
Jonah,
I've been down. I got it down now. Watch out for Lou on the picks.
Watch out for Lou. Okay, Lou, your question of the week.
I'm all ears.
Since we're on our trek to the 200th podcast, one of the great podcasts in the land, what advice would you give to a podcaster who is just starting out, Lou?
Have somebody that writes a script. Does 90% of the work. So all you have to do is ignore the script and just have fun.
All right, Lou, it doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out, and we'll talk to you on our way to Bourbonnais tomorrow.
Have an outstanding day, and cheers!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Old Quarterback Service. If you need YA Tittle at your next party, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou tittles you!